I've noticed how they're making it all about cutting unions and cutting spending, which is great. But all the economists I've interviewed have pointed out the $1.5 quadrillion in derivatives. If we don't say no to Wall Street's trillions of debt they've created that they've gotten government to sign on to and bail out, then there's no way we could cut everything, and it wouldn't even pay for a fraction of the debt that we've been signed on to.
Well, I get a laugh out of it that you got all these Republican and these new governors out there that are literally destroying the unions, the public unions and all that stuff, and laying the financial blame onto them. What, because some union asked for a dollar more an hour? Give me a break. And yet nobody on Wall Street has gone to prison over this mess, and yet they're going to now shift the blame and try to make the public believe it's unions that are at fault.
Exactly, and we've got a leg chopped off, and the media is focusing in on a hangnail.
Exactly. That's a good way to put it. They're focusing in on a hangnail, and we got our leg chopped off. A good way to say it.
Well, but you're absolutely right, Governor, that this is a bait and switch. I'm not even saying that these unions, some of them aren't, a little bit entitled.
Well, of course. You got to understand, unions can get overbearing, too. But I'll tell you what, if you want to destroy the middle class, destroy the unions.
And they've done that, and the middle class is falling apart, and now the unions are basically just Democratic Party attack dogs to collect dues for them.
Exactly. And they're not even honest, because I can give you a complete example on that end. When I ran for governor of Minnesota, May Shunk, my lieutenant governor, and I were the only two vested union members in the race, and we didn't get one union endorsement.
Yeah, the unions...
Well, I went right to the Democrats.
The unions were taken over from within a long time ago. Governor Ventura, let's get into...
Let me add, not the union itself, just the union leadership. Because I went to one union meeting where the rank and file voted I was there to endorse me, and yet their leadership threw that out, and the endorsement went to Skip Humphrey.
So they've taken over the full spectrum of the Republicans and Democrats and all these major institutions that were set up to serve the people in our interest. Now we've got special interest. Let's talk about your Good Morning America interview where you kicked off your tour this morning. The headline is Vice President Ventura. Clarify your position. I know Ron Paul's going to see this or hear this later. Many other congressmen are actually tuning in right now because they've told me they listen at lunch at the Capitol. Tell your message to Ron Paul dealing with the fact that you're willing to run as his vice president.
Well, wait a minute now.
Very
very wealthy.
Going solar for cheap is as easy as 1, 2, 3. If you want to go solar but thought the setup costs were too high, now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch our introduction video at 123cheapsolarvideo.com. The video is free, but it won't last long. Save money on electric bills and get off the grid. Go to 123cheapsolarvideo.com right now. Our website again is 123cheapsolarvideo.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
From Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Well, the book by New York Times bestselling author Jesse Ventura with Dick Russell, 63 documents the government doesn't want you to read. We're going to segue into the book, which, again, I'm not just typing this. This is the book to give somebody to wake them up, because it's 63 documents, and it's like eating popcorn. You want to go to the next one, the next one, the next one, and you just learn more and more, and there's the 100% proof. This is not speculation. The book is available at Infowars.com. Discounted out of the gates, or call 888-253-3139. You can also get Mark Dice's new book, Big Brother, The Orwellian Nightmare Come True, with it. When you get the two books together, you can get one of my films free, whichever film you choose, at Infowars.com. Now, getting into the TSA, think about it, folks. Now they're announcing, all from Tennessee to New York, National Guard, TSA, Viper teams, federal marshals, bus stations, highways, train stations, sticking their hands down pants there. That's all over the news. 9,000 locations, Mall of America, Walmarts, putting in big telescreens, and we've now got footage. We've now shot footage of these going in, saying, watch your neighbors, don't trust people. That's directly out of 1984, when I watched the mid-80s film written by Stephen King that's so powerful, The Running Man, with Jesse Ventura and Schwarzenegger. When they're creeping around in the city, Schwarzenegger is trying to hide out from Ventura, you see big billboards saying, hey, kids, October is bonus recruitment month. Report a family member and get a double bonus. This is directly out of 1984, and now they've set the precedent to stick their hands down your pants. They've done it to Ron Paul. They say that he's been groped. They've grabbed his genitals. We've had guests on where they go in the pants and they admit this. And I've had district attorneys, the one from San Francisco, on saying he's got officers in there. If he sees them doing it, he's going to prosecute them, because a cop can't pull you over and stick their hands down your pants unless it's an emergency. How does the TSA? So, Governor, I want to finish up with your lawsuit, but then I want to ask you, what do you think of the expansion to TSA on the streets, where you pull up to a checkpoint and they want to now drive you under radiation machines? And they admit that they haven't calibrated the machine, and it's many times more radiation than they'd first said. Governor, breaking down your lawsuit.
Well, again, Alex, the other thing that's interesting about my lawsuit, and again, it's only for me, and I am stating that it is, I pose no threat, and therefore they're violating my Fourth Amendment. But here's what's interesting. Certain members of our elected people, and I'm not talking the president here because he's got his own plane, but certain members of our elected, they don't have to submit. Not have to submit to what you and I have to. Now, I challenge, and I don't know for sure, maybe you can help me, but I know Nancy Pelosi never served in the military. I don't think Boehner did either, did he?
No.
Okay, how are they more patriotic than me when I gave 6 years of my life to the United States Navy? Those two have never given their life, put their life on the line in the military yet. They aren't subjected to these searches, but Jesse Ventura is.
Well, Governor, you're absolutely right, but more than just the fact that Pelosi and Obama, they're now... Absolutely, Boehner, and as many as 50 members of the House and Senate are now exempt. They've been videotaped just being waved around security. Here's my question. Is this not bona fide two-tier class system where they are exempt from their own bureaucracy that they're foisting on us, Governor?
Oh, absolutely. You want to hear another good one, Alex? Initially, I was going to sue under the Federal Disabilities Act, right? Because
yes.
of the metal in my body, I'm disabled. And that says they're to accommodate my disability. Well, what's happening is they're exploiting my disability. Get this. Get this. 1 week later, my attorney calls me back and says, we can't sue under the American Disabilities Act. And I said, why not? He goes, it doesn't apply to the federal government.
Unbelievable.
And I said, what? I said, how can they pass laws that apply to all of us in the private sector and they don't have to abide by the very laws they pass? My attorney laughed and said, oh, there's quite a few laws like that. I said, I'm outraged over that. We need to pass a law that says they can't do that, that any law they pass for us, the citizens, the government likewise has to abide by it.
Well, here's an example of that. Obama has now handed out thousands of waivers to McDonald's and their hundreds of thousands of employees alone, but to thousands of companies that are campaign donors, they get a waiver and don't have to buy health insurance, but your hamburger place or your restaurant next door, you've got to buy the insurance. That's a true form of economic discrimination here, where the imperial federal government hands out favors to those that basically bribe them.
John Boehner and ask him point blank, how are you more patriotic than me?
Well,
and let me add this. When I won mayor, Alex, and when I won governor, you then acquire the title honorable. Well, an honorable person should not have to be searched, should they?
Well, as American citizens under the Fourth Amendment, we all are honorable and innocent until proven guilty. But now 99% of us are guilty until proven innocent. But if you're a big shot currently in government, you're then exempt. I mean, that's classical tyranny.
Yeah, and the thing that why most people aren't perturbed over this naturally is because, you know, like in the old days for me, I could pass through the metal detector by simply taking all the metal out of my pockets and putting on the thing, and you're on your way. But in the case of anyone that's had prosthesis surgery like I have, and you have metal in your body, you're now discriminated against because you had to go get surgery so you could survive.
Well, what about the guy with the urine bag that they pulled off his body, his medical prosthesis? What about, I've seen it, I would imagine you fly a lot, you've seen it, where old ladies that can't walk are made to get up out of their wheelchairs?
Yeah, I mean, it's absurd. It's utterly, and you know what's interesting, Alex? Who if they caught? You know if they caught someone, it would be headlines.
Well, you know they got the underwear bomber. The U.S. government ordered him to be allowed on the plane.
Yeah, exactly. And who have they caught? Nobody. Nobody. I mean, do they really think the terrorists are going to attack us in the identical same way? I mean, when I was in SEAL Team, we were trained never to do anything alike. You know, when you go in one way, you come out another way if you can. Like in the daytime, if you run ops at night, you always test fire your weapons every day. That way you're not setting any pattern. If you only test fire your weapons on the day you're going out on an op, well, that becomes easy to predict then. So you test fire your weapons every day. That way you don't set patterns. And do they really believe that terrorists are so stupid they try the same thing again, if indeed the terrorists actually did it?
Well, Governor, does this not set the precedent, though, that they can put federal forces on highways, at bus terminals, at train stations, at airports, under this omnipresent threat? And then we learn that Anwar al-Awlaki, Fox News headline in October, the number two in al-Qaeda, meeting secretly at the Pentagon while he is on the wanted list. Did you see that report?
No, I did not. Not at all.
If guys put that Anwar al-Awlaki dined secretly at the Pentagon report up, and that got leaked, and they confirmed it was real. I mean, Governor, you've talked about 9/11, the explosives clearly in the towers, all the evidence of that. I mean, more and more, 9/11 is the pretext to destroy our liberties.
And you know what's interesting? Now we can segue to the book a little here, Alex. We print the NIST report.
Well, you're absolutely right. And for 8 years, they tried to say that there was no free fall until the videos forced them to prove the fact that it did fall.
To create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
If you own a septic system or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy-to-use 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems and made by the same team of scientists who helped clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe One decontaminates and removes sludge. Stops costly pump outs and repairs and removes septic system stench, all with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe One Septic Solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafeOne.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafeOne.com. Or call toll free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe One, the guaranteed bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system.
Here we go. The Spring Break $99 deal from Life Change Tea. Hit it, boys.
If you want it, here it is. Come and get it. But you better hurry, cause it's going fast.
That's right. 2 months of Super Tea and a 45-day supply of Fat Burners for just $99. Spring into hell for just $99. Feel good. Clean your body. Lose weight. It works immediately, so call now. 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Or you can purchase online at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. And remember,
Sonny, if you want it, here it is. Come and get it. But you better hurry, cause it's going fast.
That's GetTheTea.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
You are obsolete, Mr. Wordsworth.
A lie. No man is obsolete.
You have no function, Mr. Wordsworth. You're an anachronism, like a ghost from another time.
I am nothing more than a reminder to you that you cannot destroy truth by burning pages.
You're a bug, Mr. Wordsworth, a crawling insect, an ugly, misfit. transformed little creature who has no purpose here, no meaning.
I am a human being.
Words, Mr. Wordsworth, that have no substance and no dimension, like air, like the winds.
I don't care. I tell you, I don't care. I'm a human being. I exist. And if I speak one thought aloud, that thought lives, even after I'm shoveled into my grave.
Delusions, Mr. Wordsworth. Delusions that you inject into your veins to make you think you have a strength when you have no strength at all. You have nothing but spindly limbs and a dream, and the state has no use for your kind.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
Some of the 63 documents that are in this book and that are broken down. I mean, you talk about a well-written book. I mean, this thing 100% proves just how criminal these shadowy organizations that Fletcher Prouty wrote about and just how out of control and hubris-filled they are. You have our scandalous post-war history. That's 11 of the documents. Government, military, and corporate secrets. That's another 15 documents or so. Shady White House, another 10 documents. You've got Part 4, 9-11, a think tank anticipation of 9-11, FBI knowledge of terrorist training at flight schools, Bin Laden determined to strike in U.S., Bush told, lied about it, the Pentagon stand-down order, the free fall Building 7, evidence for insider stock trading, the FBI's briefing on trading and the 9-11 commission. Then you go into the war on terror and another 13 documents there and then an epilogue. I mean, Jesse, I've never, and I'm not just saying this because I didn't say this about your other books, and they were excellent. I've never seen a book this jam-packed, busting at the seams. One of these points discredits this shadow government COG system. You've got 63 of them, and the way you put them together, everybody has got to get this book and give it to doubting Thomases that they know. I mean, Jesse, you have engaged in a quantum leap with this book. I mean, I don't think anybody's ever put something together like this.
You know, I'm very proud of it. You know, Dick Russell and I worked extremely hard, and really Dick deserves the great credit on the research because, Alex, I don't have the patience. You know me. I'm not going to sit down with the patience to research all this. So my partner, Dick Russell, that's why we're a great team. Dick is phenomenal at doing this research. He finds the documents, then he presents them to me, and, of course, I get shocked when I read the documents. And then, of course, the book is me commenting and writing about the documents. But as I said, every document is reprinted in this book, so the reader doesn't have to take my opinion for it. The reader can actually read the documents themselves.
This should be required reading in every high school, every university, every police chief, anyone who's ever been in denial. The way it's so well written, the way it's so well blurbed and factoided on each piece, starting at page 38, you've got Operation Northwoods, or actually Document 38, and then you turn the page. That's the U.S. government plan to stage 9/11 style attacks. Then, once you've read that document, you get to something that we first found and dug out in 2004 and put in my film Martial Law. You have the stand down order to Cheney. Given over to Rumsfeld to change NORAD's preparation to shoot down errant aircraft. You were trying to get to that, Governor. Break it down.
Well, what it is simple. On June 1st of 2001, up until that point, all air defense was left up to the base commanders. That if the FAA called them and said, we have a problem in the air, the base commander could make the call and scramble the jets. Well, on an executive order from George Bush on June of 2001 rescinded that order, and it stated that no planes could be scrambled up in the air without approval of the Department of Defense, the DOD. So in essence, then, you would have a stand down simply by Donald Rumsfeld not answering the phone. Well, if you go to the records of 9/11,
and Cheney was hiding out in the bunker and lied and said he got there 45 minutes later than he had. But Norman Panetta, the head of transportation, confirmed in 5 separate interviews and before Congress that Cheney was lying about being in there and saying the order still stood to basically not shoot down Flight 77 coming into the Pentagon. And here is the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff order for the stand down from June 1st, issued under the vice president's orders through Rumsfeld, and then right after 9/11, they rescinded their previous order and went back to the old shoot-down directive where the generals didn't have to get authorization before they shot down an errant aircraft, and they were begging that day, let us shoot them down, but they wouldn't give them the order.
Well, you know, what can you say? It's as clear as the nose on your face, and, you know, and like I said, read it yourself. You know, you can read the orders yourself and you'll see what happened. And, you know, the other thing that really, the document that really bothered me too, Alex, is the first one. The CIA secret assassination manual. Now, assassination is just a nice word for first-degree murder because it's pre-planned and it's generally politically inclined. Now, how can our government have a manual, a printed manual, on how to commit first-degree murder when, as far as I know, murder is illegal in every country in the world? And yet we have a manual. And wait till you read this thing, all your viewers out there, if they read it. I mean, it tells, you know, what type of person they'll recruit to do the murders, how, what his mindset should be. One of the ones you almost laugh at it. Like they say, throwing people off of buildings or high places is excellent because there's so much plausible denial.
Now, look, I tend to think I know it all, but the older I get, I know how much I don't know. Reading your book, we got it 3 weeks ago, but couldn't start shipping it until this week. I couldn't put it down. I ended up staying up till about 3 in the morning, started at about 9 at night, wasn't done until 3 in the morning reading the whole book, and there were a lot of documents that I'd never seen. I went and looked them up on the National Archives, and there they were, declassified. This is a literal Rosetta Stone to understand the criminal pathology of this Anglo-American secret team, rogue network group that Fletcher Prouty wrote about. And talking to you 4 or 5 months ago, the last time you were on, Governor, you talked about Prouty and his view into the world. And I see a lot of Prouty's understanding overall, almost like his spirit is hanging over this book.
Well, I hope so, because to me, Fletcher Prouty, Colonel Prouty, was a great American. You know, he served his country honorably, and he saw what things were wrong, and he wasn't afraid to come out and write about them, even though his one book, The Secret Team, back in 72, when he initially printed that one, it was censored. Every time they'd do a printing, the U.S. government would buy up every copy.
63 documents in full with all of the supporting documentation, very well written. 63 documents the government doesn't want you to read at InfoWars.com. Get it out to everybody. Unlock minds.
The U.S. economy is at a tipping point. 40 cents of every dollar the government spends is borrowed. The president of the Federal Reserve in Dallas was recently quoted saying, "This path will lead to insolvency, resulting in the collapse of our government and our economy. Our country can't function like this, and neither can your household. That's why you need to prepare, and priority one is your food supply. Fortunately, it's easy and affordable with the help of Ready Reserve Foods. Ready Reserve Foods has been a premier supplier of long-term storable foods for 37 years. Their unique process assures the highest quality long-term food storage available with a 25-year shelf life. A full year supply of quality food for two people costs a fraction of what you pay at the grocery store. For a free, full-color catalog, call 800-453-2202. That's 800-453-2202. Or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Ready Reserve Foods, making preparedness simple since 1972.
It's the winter cold and flu supplement sale at HerbalHealer.com. Take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on the best cold and flu supplements available. Many of you know elderberry is exceptional against viral infections. Right now, Herbal Healer Academy has elderberry power. Regularly priced at $16.95, now incredibly low at only $10 for 60 vegetarian caps. For children and seniors, our Herbal Healer Academy Flu Away Elderberry Liquid is only $13 for a 4-ounce bottle. also on super sale. Olive leaf capsules, oregano oil plus capsules, and our incredible respirate formula, Oregacillin Physician Strength Capsules for your lungs. Normally $34.95, now just $25. Hit the winter specials link at herbalheater.com for these cold and flu supplement specials and other on sale products like apple cider vinegar, brain power, and neuro recovery. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the winter specials now at herbalhealer.com.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic. Land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use EscapeHarassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape Harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, three-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-457-9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to escapeharassment.com and see our money back guarantee. That's escapeharassment.com. Remember, escape harassment works.
You know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health, and most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Let's not waste any time going directly to our live interview via video connection from their headquarters with Lyndon LaRouche of LaRouchePack.com. Lyndon, I want to get into your 40 years or so of diagnosing the global banking cartel, the Rockefellers, the Rothschilds, their plan, their stated plan to get the world basically into debt, to get the planet to sign on to these fraudulent debts. And then on the ashes of that, to basically bring the world into debt slavery, their own statements from the UN, the head of the Goddard Space Center, the White House science czar, John P. Holdren, to have a, quote, post-industrial world. Now, when I woke up 18, 19 years ago doing my own research into the globalist, I discovered these same documents, these same statements. Then I found later your work that had been going on for decades before accurately breaking down just exactly what their plan was, a Malthusian new dark age to shut down development, to shut down any competition to their hegemonic rule. So briefly, sir, for those that don't know who you are or who have heard the media describe who you are, in your own words, what is LaRouche Pack? Who is Lyndon LaRouche? And then let's get into our foe, the globalists, the program, where we are now, what their plan is, and how we can counter them. Because everything you talked about 30, 40 years ago, we're now at that point. We're now entering that prime zone. All the other great staged events of the past were only preludes to it. Lyndon LaRouche.
Well, I was, of course, a Franklin Roosevelt man from the time of military service during World War II. And I came back to the United States from overseas to find that everything had changed under Truman as compared to Roosevelt. Now, Truman was a stooge, actually, for Winston Churchill and company. And during this period, there's been a seesaw battle between the American patriot and those who prefer the British system. But the British system is not what most people think it is. It actually is a continuation of the Roman Empire based on the concept of monetarism. In other words, it's not the really colonies, it's monetarism. Whereas we, in our system, establish a credit system, not a monetary system. Our credit system, in which our dollar, as uttered, was used to finance projects which were worthwhile for us and for other purposes of our nation. Whereas in Europe, has still been under the same old system of monetarist rule, which has actually been a heritage of Europe since the Roman Empire. So the struggle has been, and we came over here to establish a nation here during the beginning of the 17th century on the assumption that we had to have a separate place to bring the best of European civilization into a new territory, the Americas, and to build up here a form of nation state which was opposite to the British Empire and similar kinds of imperial ideas. We have been in a continuous war since that time, since our revolution and even before that, since 1763. We've been in a continuous war against this imperialism. And we, unfortunately, when you talk about Wall Street or the Boston banks, you're talking about really a branch of the British Empire. And right now, you see, we're being destroyed through the Federal Reserve System, which is now a creature of the British Empire. We are with tens of trillions of dollars of worthless debt. These are gambling debts. This is not legitimate debt.
Isn't it really, I mean, to boil it down in layman's terms, a form of neo-feudalistic serfdom? Their entire stated goal, if you read what the founders said, if you read what other presidents, this was always the fight. It was about this monetarism where they use debt in a debt black hole system that's impossible to ever pay back, that they create out of nothing to make us basically sharecroppers or debt slaves.
Well, in that sense, it's true. I would have an explication of what this is a little more complicated, but that's essentially true.
Okay, continuing. You were getting into derivatives and what happened in 99, the end of Glass-Steagall. I mean, I had many economists on at the time that said this is going to create hundreds of trillions in debt. It's going to allow this inner coterie to take over. Then when they implode it, they're going to roll out their new global currency. Exactly that is now happening.
Well, what you have to look at is look at the assassination of John F. Kennedy. Kennedy, together with Douglas MacArthur and others, were opposed to the United States being engaged in a war in Indochina. The thing was, we are not going to fight a land war in Asia, a protracted land war in Asia. Now, Kennedy stuck to his guns on this, and the guns came after him. They killed him. Now, what his successor was not a bad person, but he was scared as the devil, Johnson. And therefore, Johnson went along with a war which Kennedy would have opposed had he lived. Then you had Kennedy's brother, Robert, was about to be nominated as president by the Democratic ticket. And he was killed. And then we got a new process in which this British system took over. We had 1968, the change in the financial system. We had 1971. The British Empire replaces the dollar. And we've been looted ever since then. We had the 68ers, who were actually an anarchist fascist movement, and I saw these guys firsthand. They were a fascist movement. And that tendency, typified by Mark Rudd and company at Columbia and elsewhere, has taken over more and more of the control of the baby boomer generation and has shaped the destiny of our country. So we have been corrupted by these and related methods at the same time that in 1971, at the same time we shut down the fixed exchange rate system, the British Empire came back in with the Inter-Alpha Group under Jacob Rothschild. This Inter-Alpha Group is what is controlling the international monetary financial system of the world today.
What is their end-game goal? What are we currently witnessing?
You're looking at the face of pure evil. And you might call it the British Empire, but you have to say, what's wrong about the British Empire? You say, well, we know some people from Britain. They're not like that. Their system is not doesn't have to be like that, but we find that the monetarist element, which is actually what's called the New Venetian Party, with William of Orange, and carried the thing into Britain.
The black nobility, the city of London, in London.
That's part of it. That's part of it.
Continue.
So this the problem we have is the Asian part of the world is not in bad shape politically as we are. But the transatlantic part of the world is in terrible shape. Now, what? Take the case of this shutting down of the government of the United States. Think of the implications of shutting down the government in a fit of pique. What should be done is putting through the Glass-Steagall Law immediately. That will get rid of the trash, the tens of trillions of trash money, of gambling debts. With that money released, we could restore the functioning of our states. Now, and obviously the intention is to destroy the United States by a Europe-centered organization, which is essentially what we call the British Empire. And that's what's happening. We're being destroyed by an enemy, which is a London-centered financial imperium.
Well, Lyndon LaRouche, again, joining us right now. I concur with your analysis of the historical facts. I mean, when you talk about British coming in and taking over 1922, Council on Foreign Relations, openly infiltrating the media, setting up this system. It's more of a system than, you know, so much the British themselves, but that's where a lot of the power, as you were saying, is centered, but also in the continent of Europe. And I want to go to a quote from Thomas Jefferson that I read in the last hour. I want to get your take on this quote. We can put that up on screen. I believe that banking institutions are more dangerous to our liberties than standing armies. If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around the banks will deprive the people of all property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered. The issuing power should be taken from the banks and restored to the people to whom it properly belongs. Thomas Jefferson.
America, you've been warned. For weeks, we've been warning you about a single event we believe will happen in the next 12 months that will shake the very foundations of our nation. We've told you about the video that details this shocking prediction. So far, over 6 million people have watched this free video online. Have you? Again, this big event has nothing to do with war or the stock market, yet it could change everything about your normal way of life. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. Could this really happen? Well, the man who created this video has been right about many predictions in his career. He was among the first to predict the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. If you haven't taken time to watch this free video, do it right now. You may never think about America the same way again. You can find the free video at endofamerica3.com. Again, that's www.endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
This special announcement is brought to you by Renaissance Charge.
Have you ever wondered if you could make your car run on 100% electric power for free?
It is now possible. How about a simple device that is both a super efficient motor and a free energy generator at the same time? What if this could also be used to restore useless batteries and save you lots of money? Because our customers asked for it, we have organized a Renaissance Charge Conference workshop on July 29th to July 31st at the beautiful Coeur d'Alene Resort in Idaho. Not only will you see these fascinating energizers, but you will be able to build some alongside genius inventor John Bedini. Participate in this truly historic event featuring our cutting-edge alternative energy, Tesla technology. Register early for the best seats and advanced workshop by visiting rcharge.com. That's r-charge.com for details. Or call 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here. Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
We're going to get Lyndon LaRouge's forecast on where he sees the global economy going, what he expects the globalists to pull, including staged terror attacks, the police state grid. Bretton Woods 2 convenes tomorrow. Actually, this evening kicks off with George Soros calling for an end to the dollar. What does he think is really going to happen on that front? Because this British model wants to start this new Bancor global currency. Now, racing through a host of questions here, Mr. LaRouge, what is the larger stratagem, the geopolitical Brzezinski-esque model from my research through the British divide-and-conquer system? What is going on in the Middle East? We've got intel that they're planning to overthrow the monarchs as well, though they are corrupt. What's part of that larger plan, or do you not agree? And what do we expect to see as the ace in the hole moves by these people as they attempt to maneuver us into this one-world government, the born-again, expanded British Empire model?
Well, what you're looking at is the famous mythical story about the case of the Zeus and Prometheus, that the policy of the empire, the imperial system in the Mediterranean and spreading out from the Mediterranean, was always based on this aspect of policy. That's how it generated it. The idea was is to keep the majority of people stupid. Don't educate them. Keep them as slaves, and don't let the people become too numerous. Now, as you know, the World Wildlife Fund, which is an extension of this, which is, of course, a British operation, says that we want to reduce the world's population from the order of 7 billion of people to less than 2. What we're seeing now is the implementation or attempted implementation of that policy to reduce the world population, including that proportionately of the United States, to that level, and to create such a state of chaos in the world that the empire can continue to rule over us. That's really what is in the mind. And when you look at the World Wildlife Fund and similar kinds of institutions, which are the British monarchy, then you see explicitly that is the bottom line intention.
And by the way, everything you say is so backed up with history. It was Prince Philip and his cousin, Prince Bernhard, who set it up. It's openly a eugenics arm. They conservatively want to get rid of 60. Others say 80%. And in all these UN biological diversity assessments and in the Henry Kissinger State Department Memorandum 200, they're criminal, Nazi-like, and we know the Nazis were just a spinoff of their eugenics ideas, started again in England with the Galtons. Again, it's all history. They are openly declaring war on civilization, war on humanity, war on true information. This is a scorched earth policy, and it's stated by them publicly. They are openly admitting their treason against humanity. What specifically, though, from your research, what's happening in North Africa and the Middle East?
What you're seeing there is a phenomenon which is actually quite a lawful phenomenon. It's called the mass strike, in which you have a spontaneous eruption among people. We're seeing this particularly in the generation between, say, 25 and 45, where the usual concentration is now. It was that case in Egypt. It was that in Tunisia. It was that which is going on in Libya, or is being made a mess of now, but it's what's going on in Madison, Wisconsin. It's what's going on in other parts of the United States. You're getting a reflection of this, which we saw in one form in August of 2009. Now we're seeing the same thing extended as a more or less globally spreading mass strike movement. It's a spontaneous movement, not an organized one. There are organized elements, but it's spontaneous. As we see, for example, in the United States, look at teachers. Now the characteristic of teachers is they believe in children. They believe in building the future for children. So you find the leadership of opposition to the Republican Party, the clowns, as well as the Democratic clowns. You see, the opposition was being led by teachers together with some of their students from the high school age. And this is a spontaneous revolt against evil by people who do not fully understand what the problem is, but they know that they have to stand up and fight against it.
Mr. LaRouge, looking at this, though, the dominoes were set up because of dollar devaluation, food prices increasing in these third world countries where, on average, roughly half the population makes about $2 a day or less. Clearly, the ingredients were there through IMF and World Bank policy, so they knew what they were doing. But then they send in Western agitators to try to tip the dominoes themselves so they can control the outcome with Mubarak, with Gaddafi. With all of these people, I mean, clearly the people have a reason to be angry and to be standing up, but I see the establishment trying to basically herd these movements towards an outcome that they want, which is further destabilization of the Middle East. Do you not see that there from your research?
Not the same way. The point is, you had the case of the French Revolution. 1782, the French king made a mistake, and his mistake was oppressive for the people of France. When the French monarchy refused to admit that it was being manipulated by the British with a wrong policy, the French people became angrier and angrier and angrier. And they then exploded when Lafayette lost his nerve in declaring the action which he should have done. You had the unleashing of madness. The danger now is that if we do not create order in society by restoring justice, which is what the situation is always in these situations, if we do not act to restore justice, you'll get chaos. That's what we're headed toward.
But the social engineers, going back to the Rand Corporation 15 years ago, openly said that we were going to be an undemocratic society, that they were going to vertically integrate, that they were going to put federalized police, standardized training worldwide, threat fusion spying centers in place, that terror attacks would be used as the pretext to smokescreen this police state suppressive rollout. So they know their policies are going to generate this. Then they plan to use the rebellion as a pretext to then openly bring out their martial law grid. Your take on that?
We could beat them, but we have to be smart. We could beat them. Just the idea of fighting a war, of fighting any kind of battle, can be a mistake. You've got to have a good strategy. And I think now what I read as the situation, we're on the verge of a crisis beyond belief. You have two crises together. On the one hand, you have this financial monetary economic crisis. On the other hand, you have a wave of crises in terms of what happened in Japan, what happened in South New Zealand, in Christchurch, what is going to happen on the coast of the Pacific, of the United States, what is happening around the world. You're going to see a pattern of earthquakes over the coming 2 years or so, which beat anything in human experience today. Why I say that is, we're in the cycle, and the cycle is determined by our galaxy, not the solar system as such. We're in a 62-billion-year cycle, which is well known to people who study these matters. This is a period in which the greatest rate of perturbation is likely. So we're on the verge of a crisis of humanity beyond belief unless we take the proper action. And this president is shutting down the means of detection by which we can be organized to defend ourselves against what's coming down with these earthquakes. And it is beyond belief. Level 9 earthquakes, they are predictable. But then you have the President of the United States says they are not predictable. That lying President of the United States should be out of there.
Mr. LaRouche, I want to expand on that because I did notice months ago you were writing about a increase in earthquakes and tectonic events even before what we saw unfold on the eastern coast of Japan. And I did notice 2 weeks before the March 11th event, even ABC News said, well, the giant moon, the moon closer than it had been in 20 years, doesn't just manipulate the tides of the oceans of the planet, but also the magma that these floating continents are on top of. And I am seeing a lot of mainline astrophysicists like Piers Corbin, very highly respected out of England. He said no doubt that the solar cycle, that when that earthquake happened, that the 9.1, they now upgraded it, that a solar flare's ionizing radiation hit the Earth 2 hours before, coinciding with the, quote, giant moon, the moon being closer than it had been in 20 years, and that's what triggered it. And I have read some of the astrophysicists with this larger galactic plane that we're passing through. That's a little too technical in my research, but undoubtedly the moon manipulates and the sun manipulates climate and tectonic and magnetic fields. And I know that Obama's canceled some satellites that can measure all over the world the rising and falling of tectonic events.
Hi, Ted Anderson announcing a great way to listen to radio on the telephone. By calling 760-569-7700, you'll be hearing GCNLive.com programs in seconds. Come to GCNLive.com, find your favorite host's dedicated phone number, and hear them 24/7. You heard me right, every show has a dedicated phone number. Stop by GCNLive.com and bookmark their number today. And again, that's 760-569-7700. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.